places, 10 feet maybe, 100 feet long, you know, just as high as it was stacked in.
Mm-hmm.
It'd roll down so much, we'd keep stacking on top.
Mm-hmm.
So stack two things, that's what we kept. And they wouldn't freeze for way late. It's a pretty cold place to hurt them.
Mm-hmm. That's sure pretty out in the yard. See that great big old orange stack?
Mm.
I don't know if it's pretty when it's yours and it represents all that sweat.
Did
that
you ever eat in a pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the craziest fellow about it. No, I sure do like it.
That's tasty stuff. Did your wife bake bread? Did your wife bake bread?
She's... I was to tell you the truth, didn't I tell you a while back that... I go to town and get out of town all the time, get out of town flat. But she baked all them biscuits and raised all them 10 kids, and I bet you from where we lived up there at Idabel, she paved that road with biscuits.
The lamb side.
That's lots of talking, but so.
What kind of bread did she make?
Oh, best you ever seen.
Cornbread
and biscuits. Biscuit and cornbread. She can cook
in there. I thought it was very good enough, but they just had to live on it.
Well, boy. Did you bake bread in loaves?
No, we made just biscuits.
I never did make light bread like the other people.
We had a merchant over there that I traded with, Bob at Idabel. There's one store there now. It's called North Store, you know, Sam. That's his boy. And I bought all my groceries. Now, he was good to me as my daddy. And if there's any bargains in town, I went there, I got all the bargains.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I'm going to give anything to anybody, I'm going to give it to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did me, you know. I never paid him a penny when I go and load my wagon. Maybe owe him $700, $800. Chocolate they got.
Mm-hmm.
Never paid him a penny. When I went to get my cop, I paid him first. Followed the bank, I got some money over the bank. I let that go, I got him paid. And then this over at the bank was secured, didn't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Look at it. And I paid him.
Mm-hmm. Did you make other bread from flour?
Sir?
Did you make other breads from flour?
Nothing I know of. Thank
you. You mentioned cornbread. Is this large cakes? Or?
Just make it out in just in pans, you know.
Uh-huh. Flat pans?
Flat pans.
Sort of a pie tin or something like that?
Yeah, about pie pans or kind of skillet or...
Mm-hmm.
It used to be bread pans, you know, we'd get them. It was mm-hmm. poured about that thick in them, you know,
mm-hmm.
bread pan. Biscuit pan.
Mm-hmm. Did you make other things with cornmeal?
Mush. Sweet milk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixed. I
should
tell you,
it's a
meal now for him, but that's about the biggest thing he'll eat.
Mm-hmm.
I eat more than that. Take sweet milk and mashed potatoes and cut them up, you know. Fix it with sweet milk and meal, and I'll eat all that.
Mm-hmm.
I've
never had any of that.
He does love. That's about the biggest thing he eats now since he's been sick. I can't even find nothing
later. Huh. Did you ever take cornmeal and make cakes or something with it and drop those in hot fat? You had fish or something?
No, I don't know. I made the fish patties, but I didn't always use flour.
Mm-hmm. Don't you use cornmeal in frying your fish?
Oh, yeah. Meal, not fish. Is that what you said?
No, I was thinking hush puppies.
No.
These cornmeal sticks that you fry in your fish grease.
No, I think we don't know.
A lot of things I don't know. I didn't know what hush puppies were.
You don't ever get too old to learn.
I'm learning lots of things this summer. I just can't tell you how many because I just don't know how many there are.
Well, I'm learning with you. I think I've got a machine out here taking what we're saying.
Oh, did you have any special term for bread that you bought at the store?
Huh?
You have any special term for bread that you bought at the store?